On this week's Fortune First, Coke or Pepsi? It is the question that has fueled the rivalry known as the Cola Wars for decades. But the fight is no longer just about cola.
Americans are drinking less carbonated sodas, and they want healthier things.
Coca-Cola launched Coke Zero, a calorie-free drink sweeter than Diet Coke, and recently purchased Vitamin Water. The company also created Make Every Drop Count, an interactive program which encourages Coke drinkers to live healthy and active lifestyles. Pepsi is not missing a beat either.
They've been buying healthier brands, Naked Juice, Star Foods. One of their key divisions is Quaker Foods, which of course makes a variety of healthier alternatives. They had a whole chain of fast food restaurants. They don't own those anymore. One of the things that they've done, which is kind of innovative, is they put together a theater group. Basically, it's an alternative to the focus group.
These plays don't promote Pepsi so much as healthy lifestyles to the audience of retail executives and Pepsi sales teams. Coke and Pepsi are not the only companies, though, struggling to meet consumer demands. Many fast food giants have added healthier options to their menus.
Rivalries are ultimately always a good thing for the consumer, at least, because they spur competitiveness.